Hello, this is Ryan.
Oh, hi, Ryan. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, Ryan, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what had prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there, using the keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And
gotcha.
Certainly you've used Google, right, once or twice in your life?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle.
Yep.
And then next to that map, there's a list of the companies that service within that area. And
That are numbered.
Well, there used to be letters like A, B, C, D.
I
think on Bing they're numbered, but on Google there are letters. And so, yes, that's exactly where we would be listing you. And the reason you're getting this call today is we had a first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we'll
gotcha.
Be calling through that area today to fill that open position there. If we were to program...
How much is it?
Yes, I can pull that up for you now, although the hard part about getting to that first page, it's not really the cost, it's the availability of the geographic area for those services.
Yeah.
And that's why we're assigned to that area today. But I can pull up the pricing now. It'll depend on a couple of things. I know that Everett is home base for you, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Well, if I could be completely honest with you, I don't do a lot of work in Everett because there's not a lot of people that want to spend too much money in Everett on finish work. And it's kind of one of those things. It's kind of one of those things where it's like in certain areas, you ask a person about the hole in the wall, and they're like, what hole in my wall? Like, they don't care. They don't see it anymore. Other people, though, like in the Bellevue area, they can't stand to look at a blemish in their finish work, you know? So it's kind of like, who's got the money that they want to spend on some of this luxury finish work, you know? So I mainly work out of, like, the Bellevue, Kirkland, Bothell area. I do some jobs up here in Everett, but I do find that there's just not as much opportunity up here to make as much money.
Is that why you named it East Sound?
East Sound, yeah. I was living in Bellevue last year, but we had to move, and we couldn't find a place any closer to Bellevue than Everett because we only had a month notice. And so I came up to Everett and made my business, but I've been working in Bellevue for the past 10 years. So all of my references and everything are back in Bellevue. But really, it's like the whole...
Oh, you cut out on me there. It's really the whole what? I missed everything after that. It's really the whole... Oh, are you still with me? Hello, Ryan? Ryan, can you hear me okay? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. I lost you there
a
second.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I don't either. Okay, so you said it's really the whole, like, Bellevue and surrounding areas? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Yeah, so I do a lot of work from Bellevue up to, like, Bothell Mill Creek. And I noticed that as I kind of get up to Everett, people just aren't really necessarily looking for as elaborate of finish work services. People just tend to not care as much, you know, up here in this area. Where they're kind of like, you know what, that's going to cost $500 to fix that sheetrock? Like, I'm fine. Doesn't bother me that bad, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you kind of...
That's how much it costs, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, you got to kind of follow the people who are looking to pay for the services that you're providing. So I find that, you know, there's just a lot more people a little bit south of where I'm at, and then down to Bellevue. You know, the Redmond area, you know, Woodinville, there's some stuff in Snohomish, but it's kind of a little rural out there. Like, I find that the people who call me from Snohomish usually only have, like, a whole patch, like one whole patch from like a doorknob or something, and it's like a 40-minute, 5-minute drive for me, you know, and I got to go 3 or 4 times, and it just ends up not being very worth it.
Right. Okay. Okay. Is it just you, or are you and a partner, or a crew?
It's just me. It's just me.
Okay. Okay. Great. Well, for that position, that first page position, Ryan, that we have available there today, it's month to month pricing, and based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews. You're a 5 out of 5-star rated company, so you meet the criteria that's required. And one quick question. You moved up here within the last year. Is that when you opened the company? You said you've been working here for 10 years.
So before this, so I worked for a company for, you know, probably seven years, and we built custom sunrooms and additions all over the east side, over in the Bellevue area, Kirkland area, and then the pandemic hit, and then I kind of went separate ways with my company because I was going to try to go into the electrical union, but the electrical unions were full with a 2-year waiting list. So I started getting some work off of Nextdoor. You got 2 years to do your taxes as a new business. So I was just kind of feeling it out to see if this was something I was going to do because it wasn't my original plan. But I ended up getting so much positive feedback from people saying, you know, the way that you do it, the way that you, you know, the way that you don't collect payments until we've had an opportunity to see your work, the way that you're really reliable. I just got a lot of really good feedback where people are like, this is what you should do, you know. So then I just decided with my wife, you know, like, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to make it official and just do this, you know. So I've been running around doing work for myself for the last, but I just officially got all my licensing and everything and started my actual business with a business name recently, you know.
Okay, so that'll help us, because the reason that I ask is they had a, it's called a new in business rate, and it's a reduced rate that they have for our companies that are a year and under. Let me grab Paul. He's my regional manager for the Northwest to apply the rate reduction. I'll get you that pricing right now.
Okay.
And then, Ryan, being that we have that category open for programming today, if we can make Google affordable, that would be something you would want, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, let me grab that.
Right now, I'm currently like just getting the raw deal from Home Advisor right now, and I'm just running out my credits, and I'm leaving Home Advisor because their service is really terrible, and it's really expensive, and it's set up for only a third of us professionals to succeed. It's just not a very good service. I've had nothing but problems with them. They send me leads outside of my business. Like, I'm getting leads at like 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night, you know, and I'm supposed to call people within 5 minutes, and I feel like that's inappropriate,
oh,
you know, to be calling people that late on a Saturday night, but I've already been charged $50 for the lead fee. It's just all crazy. And so I'm kind of, you know, pulling myself out of Home Advisor, but I have, you know, like $400 in credits left that I have to run out. It's just been a terrible experience with that whole process. They also called me and were like, we need professionals. Come join Home Advisor, you know, and so I did. But they didn't tell me that every single time that a customer goes on Home Advisor and gets matched up for a lead, I automatically get charged the $50 for the lead. But they've also sent the lead out to several other guys for the same price. So now they've charged 3 guys $50 each, but only 1 guy gets to work the job. And
they don't care who, right? They don't
And maybe, yeah, you know, quite honestly, they didn't even verify if I was a good worker or it looked at any of my reviews or anything. Like, they just like signed me up and started patching me with people, and it's like, good thing I'm a good worker. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of, I'm just kind of like, this is just doesn't fit very good with me, and I don't want to be a part of it, you know?
Yeah, I don't blame you, and I'm sorry to hear that. You're going to like this a lot better. Okay, I've got Paul here. He's going to come over and and reduce the rate for us. You're gonna love this. Hang on here.
Hi there, Ryan. Thank you for holding. My name is
Paul.